Kurt Apsey's in studio with us. You can ask the AD to the KTIK 93.1 FM Twitter account. Kurt will do his best to answer the question, although I don't know how many more times I could be asked how Boise State can complain to the Mountain West Conference about what is going on or not going on with the situation involving Colorado State. But Eddie Zepeda, who is an Eddie and BSU follower, did want to know from you, Kurt, is it difficult to allocate funds for other sports? How would baseball on campus be funded compared to other sports if it were to ever occur? And is it difficult to allocate funds? I think what Eddie means is non-revenue sports. Where does the money come from?
Comes from fundraising, comes from selling football and basketball tickets, comes from special events. Our students obviously support us a lot.
Student fees?
Oh, yeah. Students are one of our biggest sponsors at Boise State. And, I mean, it's a number of different things. We fund our program with probably close to 70 to 72, 73% of private monies. And, so if he wants to know exactly where the dollar comes from, it's a big pot of external monies raised, whether it's selling a ticket or putting on a special event or someone joining the Bronco Athletic Association. It just depends on where that is. And when we look at adding a new program like baseball, those are things we have to think about. And, you know, one of the reasons that we've put it on hold is that we don't have that money just to show up with and steal it from someone else or move it from another program, or, you know, it doesn't just fall out of the sky. And baseball is probably not the best example because it also requires the building of a new facility. So that's not your typical $1 or $1.5 million program. You've actually got to build a place for them to play as well. And so, it'd be just like the other sports outside of those two or three that are really generating the revenue where we've got to support it. But, you know, we're fortunate. This community supported our program for a long time, and it allows us to have these sports and give these guys, these coaches, and student athletes the opportunity to be successful. So there's not really a formula about where you take it from. It's a big pot of fundraised money, external monies that come in, and, you know, we divvy it up as best we can.
All right. Well, one team that's had some success, the BSU golf team, and with Merritt and Dillette Graham, these guys doing things on the PGA Tour, you wonder, how is that translating to the golf team and their success in recruiting and getting more attention from people? Or is it looked at as isolated incidents and it doesn't really translate as well in that world?
Well, I think you can always use someone being on the tour in the recruiting process. And I know Dan Potter and Ryan Hatella do a great job of that. You know, Ryan is actually, our assistant is probably closer with those guys because he was either here working for us or in the golf community and has spent a lot of time with Troy and Graham. But Dan's been at Washington, knows those guys now. In fact, we honored Troy at one of our football games when he came back. Him and his family came down on the field. And I mean, it's ironic. Graham's been so successful, but Troy's the one that's actually won the event. And so those guys stay in touch with us. They're very, very close to our program. They've both helped us out financially, with our golf programs. And, I can't imagine that it doesn't help, in terms of just talking about those guys being here and going through the program. We've got a lot of guys too that aren't on the tour that are still playing golf and being successful.
Mm.
You know, TK Kim's going to go on the Canadian tour this summer and has been in Asia. He's going through Q school again. So there's guys that, you know, golf is so difficult to make it to that top level. And I think you think if you don't make it to the top level, you're not making money playing golf. Well, there's a lot of guys out there that are playing on these other tours that are making a decent living. They just haven't been able to, you know, make that putt on 16, 17 and 18 on Sunday. And I think that's the difference. But, those guys, great, great assets to our program. And I think our coaches do a good job of marketing them in the recruiting process.
And there's a third guy on the PGA Tour that's new this year, Tyler Aldridge. So there's a few names.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, not because the expectation is for them to give, but when they do, it's sometimes it's nice to recognize it. I was going to ask you if those guys have, you know, reached out and helped your program financially. Mm-hmm. You said that they did.
Yeah.
How does that work? And what's your philosophy? Do you reach out to, you know, the Graham Dillettes and the Matt Paradises of the world, you kind of wait for them to come to you? Is there an intermediary whose job it is to kind of touch base and cultivate those funds? That's a delicate subject with former athletes sometimes.
Well, I certainly think for first off, what's really, really important is that first call to them is not about money. So it to me, it's no different than working with our fans and our donors. You have to create a trusting relationship with those guys. And I think it starts when they're student athletes here. DeMarcus Lawrence, for example, is in town. He's here for a couple months. He's finishing his degree. And someone told me he was in town, and I said, I don't know if he's in town yet or he's on his way. And they said, yeah, he's coming to get his degree done. And I mean, I was so fired up about that. I shot him a text and I just said, hey, DeMarcus, I heard you're coming to town for a couple months, getting your degree. I mean, I'm so excited for you. If there's anything I can do to help you out with classes or professors or whatever, you know, make sure if you're on campus, because a lot of times those guys will come and work out at
right.
Boise State. I said, if you're working out over here, man, stop by and say hi. That's it. I just want him to know how proud I am that the guy's actually back here finishing, because a lot of those guys don't
sure.
or don't have the time to come back right away. And, you know, same thing with Ryan Clady. Ryan Clady will come on campus. I'll go have a cup of coffee with him, or I'll just say hi. It's not about you don't just go out there and ask someone for money for the program. Usually what I try to do is create that relationship where they know that I care about them, not their pocketbook. And, you know, Jeff, I don't know if I've ever asked you for money, but you still support our program, right? Because
not
your relationship.
That you won't,
but that's my me. I mean, that's my point. And I would hope now, if we ever talked about you giving money to the program, you could say, you know, I know that guy.
Hey,
I trust him.
Hey, wait a minute.
You
had Patton do it. I don't know about that. Wait a minute. Somebody wrote me into tennis.
Patton does it on his own, though.
Yeah, that was a little scary.
So, Mike, I know it's a long-winded answer to your question, but I think it's all about the relationship with those guys. That's really important to me. And usually when you get that strength of a relationship with them, a lot of times they'll end up going, hey, Mr. Apsey, how can I help you out? And I think that's what those golfers have done. Not at huge levels yet, but
sure.
they're getting in the mix.
So yet. Where, by the way, where do the players, the golf team practice and so forth? Where have you got that worked
out? We've got trade outs. We work very closely with a lot of golf courses. Sometimes we're at Crane Creek. Sometimes we're at Hillcrest. We're out at Spurwing. We've been to Falcon Crest. We play at Warm Springs.
Wow.
We're all over the place, and I think that's important because you don't want to really take advantage of those courses where you're there too much. You know, our guys will go out there and give clinics. They'll fix divots. They'll rake sand traps. They'll work in the pro shop. I mean, they'll do a lot of things. Not that they're required to do that, but I just think it's good community service on our part because we're thankful for them letting us use those golf courses, and we couldn't do it without them. And it's nice in Boise because there's just an array of different kind of tracks as well. And so you don't want to get stuck practicing on one course all the time. And it's been terrific for us. It's a big help.
Speaking of building relationships, we mentioned Matt Paradis, and he told us on the radio this week that, you know, he's coming back here and he's going to live here and he's going to take advantage of Brian Harsin's invitation and work out at Boise State. Do you reach out to athletes like that and say, I mean, this is a Super Bowl champion, and Boise State lists of Super Bowl champion. It's not long. It's growing. There's two high school kids from Idaho on the list now. It's Matt Paradis and Corey Hall. But do you do anything to honor them? Halftime of a game, Super Bowl champion, anything in the works for the Matt Paradises of the world?
Well, I think it definitely would happen. Sometimes that's really hard with football players because they're kind of playing at the same time. You know, Matt, I think, I can't remember what game it was, but he actually came back to a game this season, had a bye week, you know, or whatever. And obviously Denver's not too far away. And so he was able to get back. Mike, it's more of a timing thing. I shot him a text and said, hey, congrats, man. Bronco Nation's proud of you and so happy for you. And, it's just great to see those guys not only being successful at that level, but I mean, being able to go through that whole experience and just being a part of a Super Bowl. I mean, can you imagine that? That's the peak of their life professionally. And Matt's doing it in, you know, his second year in there. And I'm really excited for those guys. And we'll certainly have a chance to bring him down on the field if he's available during this time. And, you know, a lot of times we'll see those guys on the road because we'll be in a town where they're close to and they'll come and see us. So it just depends on where they're at. But if Matt's in town or any of those guys are and we can get him out there and show the Super Bowl ring off, we'll certainly do that.
Good stuff. Boise State, Wyoming, basketball Saturday at Taco Bell Arena, right? A little daytime action.
2 o'clock.
Yeah. So that'll be good. If they're upset about the loss, they might as well show support.
I've got a feeling they got a chip on their shoulder. So I